if. RMM, W4DJW, good afternoon.
Same to you, sir. How we doing today?
Of the mountains over at Blue Ridge Parkway, that was really a nice experience over there today. Lots and lots of sunshine and really nice, thick oxygen to breathe.
Pretty good stuff. Might come in handy for you.
How's your day going?
Oh, super. The wife and I are doing some planting today. We just got our order in from White Flower Farm for our flowers and perennials, and Big Dummy right here went and got the wrong type of Miracle-Grow at Ace. So I'm running back to Ace now to exchange it for the planting, the potted soil stuff. I got the in-ground stuff by mistake.
Stay open until you get there. I know what that's like. I got to do the mulch thing. Get the mulch, get the two dump truck loads the mulch out and then spread it all out. I am not looking forward to that.
I broke my body doing that stuff in my younger years. I can't tell you how many truck loads of mulch I've had to shovel into wheelbarrows and haul it to various spots throughout the yard and spread. That's hard work, man. You're going to sleep real good tonight.
Yeah, I don't have the mulch there yet. I still got to get it ordered. Plus, there's some weeds that grew up in the flower beds over the summer or winter time. Those got to be pulled out. And then the mulch's got to be put down. You know, you got to cut a line between the grass and the mulch so you get a definitive cutoff there. It can't just be, you know, like fuzzy. It's got to be a fine line.
Absolutely. I remember all that well, man. I'm telling you, a lot of character's going to get built when you do that shoveling. That's good honest work. It'll clean your soul out.
But I skip my workout. That'll be the workout.
That Gregorian chant that they play in The Wizard of Oz at the Witch's Castle, the O-E-O, whoa.
That would be very fitting the whole time. I might look for that.
It's a beautiful day. Just enjoying the azaleas and the dogwoods. And this is sort of a tradition my wife and I do is we don't have any children. We have dogs and we have our little, as we say, our plant babies that we plant and nurture and enjoy throughout the year.
Hey, we've got an empty nest, so effectively it's the same thing. We've got two fur babies, one feline and one canine, and we enjoy them immensely.
I've met each other very well.
It's amazing when they live together like that how well they can get along. They're not supposed to get along, but they get along good until one gets in the other one's territory, and then it's all bets off.
Good cheap entertainment this morning when I let my two dogs out to our backyard. We've got a Catahoula hound who's 90 pounds. He's about 4 years old. Then we have a 45-pound beagle mixed with a little bit of hound. She's got a short hair. She's got a brindle coat. And I used to think the Catahoula was going to be the better hunter of the bunch, until I got to see our beagle go after the chipmunks, and she goes absolutely berserk, and she leads the hunt, and I can tell the big Catahoula hound, who's he'd probably be the better hunter if we were going after wild hogs in Louisiana, but as far as the little critters go here, Petunia, she's the beagle, Petunia, she leads, and Grant, the Catahoula, keys off of her, KO4RMM.
It's the hound does better with the big game, big prey, over long distances, whereas the beagle does better with the little ones over. I've always wanted a beagle. I never did get a beagle. I had German Shepherds most of my life. Got a Yorkie now. But I don't have a place. I don't have a place big enough for a dog. You know, those kind of dogs, they need room to stretch their bodies and their legs. And I just don't have a place like that now. I wish I did. Maybe one day we'll sell where we are and move out to the country and get a couple of shepherds.
Never had one, but I've always loved them and admired them, and I've had friends that have had them, and I've always enjoyed German Shepherds when I've been in contact with them. I used to work security at a hospital and the night shift, and we used to have an employee and her husband bring their shepherd on a walk at night. It's a great place to walk, and this is I know there are different subbreeds or subtypes within German Shepherds. This one happened to be 130 pounds, and his head was absolutely enormous. It was a pure blood, and his name was Odin.
I think my biggest one was like 120 pounds, and he was big. He was a big dog. But they're really smart. I'd look at him, he'd be looking at me, and I'd look at the back of the pickup truck, and the tailgate would be up. Right, the tailgate is closed. His 59 Chevrolet pickup. And I'd look back at his eyeballs, and I'd look back at the tail, the bed of the truck, and he would just run and clear the whole side and everything. It was a step side. And land in the bed of the truck. He was ready to go. He loved to ride in the back of the truck.
Yeah, really, really just outstanding breed of dog. They have some very regal qualities. They have a lot of dignity and pride and strength, and obviously a very powerful intellect to go with it. And this is no accident that they're the chosen guard dogs and family dogs, working dogs for police, that sort of thing.
That'd be very true. I had a husky. I thought the husky would be like that too, and the husky was nothing like that. The husky just wanted to play all the time. I mean, just constantly. The husky will wear you down. I don't know if you've ever had one of those, but they have tons of energy.
Who is like that? He needs a whole lot of exercise. We have a moderately sized fenced in backyard, and he's constantly needing to be let out. You know, every 45 minutes he comes and gets us and tells us he needs to go run. And I take him for about a 2-mile walk every day. But they're working dogs, and they're the official dog of Louisiana, and they're excellent herding dogs and hunting dogs.
Collie, have you ever watched a border collie herding cattle?
I know the best herders, the boarding collie. They're a pure herding dog. The Catahoula, from what I understand, has been hybridized a great degree to be sort of a jack-of-all-trades, to be a good herder and a very good hunter. And something unique about the Catahoulas is they have webbed paws. They have very long legs. They're powerful dogs, big chest, athletic, muscular. They have webbed paws, so they're outstanding swimmers because that allows them to pursue wild hog and deer through the marshes and bayous.
I did not realize that. I used to, with my German Shepherds, you know, they got really big feet, and I used to put my fingers in between their pads and scratch in between their pads, and they just love that. They just eat that up.
Unique thing I've learned about a Catahoula is that they're one of the few dogs that can track both on the ground and through the air. I didn't know much about tracking before I got this dog. In fact, I knew nothing about Catahoulas before I got this dog. But apparently they're able to. And I've noticed this because he sniffs. He does a good bit of sniffing, sniffs the air a good bit. And he's the first dog I've ever had to actually look up into the sky. When he was a puppy, he would actually look up at planes flying over and watch them.
That too. Bears stick their nose up in there and they sniff the air as the smell goes by past them. And they're supposed to have better sense of smell than dogs. But that's what it sounds like with that one.
We love bears as well. Our living room is themed with all kinds of paintings and wood, you know, wall art. Carved wall art with bears. We're bear people for some reason. I guess because my wife saw one on the Blue Ridge Parkway a few years ago. years ago. It was a cub, a kind of a chubby little bear cub, and she just fell in love with him and was hooked on bears ever since. There's an adage about the woods that says when something happens in the forest, the eagle sees it, the deer hears it, and the bear smells it.
And the eagle's got a pretty good eye too. The eagle sees it, the deer hears it, the eagle sees it, the deer hears it, and the bear smells it.
Got it.
That's pretty cool. Well, I'm about home, long drive back off of the parkway. They've got it partially closed down. You can't traverse the whole thing right now, but there's a section of it you can. Anyway, appreciate the remainder of my ride home. Have a safe trip. Hope find that right miracle grow this go around. KO4RMM, W4DJW.
DJW, copy you clear on your last of KO4RMM. I'm destinated at Ace Hardware and Hobby 73 and clear. Thanks, sir. Good day.
KO4WWZ, Monathan.
4WWB, KF4NXY.
KO4NXY, this is
KO4WWZ.
Good afternoon to you, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good, Chandler. Name on this end is David, and the call is Kilo Foxtrot 4 November X-Ray Yankee.
KO4NXY. Let me write that down real quick.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually talked to you before, but I've heard you on from time to time. Been meaning to get in here and tell you hello.
Okay, I got your call and name written down in my notes. Thank you for that. And, thank you for saying hi. I appreciate it. How was your weekend then?
Much better today. This sunshine makes me feel a lot better. Went on and went to church this morning and enjoyed it. I think you said somebody came over and helped you set up an antenna at your house the other day.
Yeah, that would be Chad. Take it from where he is. He's going to help me set it up.
Is it a 2-meter antenna or is it a HF antenna?
2-meter
440. Yeah, that'll let you get into some more of the machines in the area. I believe somebody said you live over around Easley, I think.
Be correct.
Live over there myself years ago. I don't know if you know where Pickens Street is, but I lived on Pickens Street down there. Lived over there a good while back. I'm a little bit familiar with Easley.
Yeah, Pickens Street, off Highway 8, right next to the tattoo shop.
Yeah, that's it. They put that, Vortec factory down there several years ago. Took out a couple of houses when they did that, but he's okay.
It's nice to meet somebody who's nicked in Pickens before.
Yeah, I actually grew up down around Columbia. I know the roads down there around there. Columbia and West Columbia a whole lot better than do around Greenville even now. But like I say, I'm on a handy talkie. I might be running this battery down and sitting outside. But you have a good afternoon. Want to get in here and speak to you. And I'll be listening. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Good talking to you, sir. David? Thank you for the Q's Hoods, KO4WWZ, I'll say 7-3.